From Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas, Small Business with your host, Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
Welcome to Big Ideas, Small Business. This is Brian Gendron, your host. Today I'm here with Jeff Miller of Potentia. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you, Brian.
Hey, good to have you, Jeff. And let me tell you a little bit about what we do here at Big Ideas Small Business. So we break down a big idea that you had in your career, and I hope that we can inspire our audience, mostly entrepreneurs, side hustlers, entrepreneurs, and inspire them to either get through or act on their big ideas. Make sense?
Sounds great.
You game?
I am.
Let's do it. So before we get into that, tell me a little about your background.
Sure. So I've been in recruiting, workforce management, talent management for a couple of decades now. Started out in Boston recruiting Java programmers. I'll date myself a little bit, but placing folks into clients in Boston, Java.NET programmers, right out of school with a psychology degree, not knowing what I was doing. But fortunately worked with a great company, had great training, and learned the business with that company. It was an IT staffing company. I was with them for about 11 years. They sent me out to the West Coast, to Silicon Valley, then to Seattle, opened up offices, ran a region for them. So, great initial experience out of the gate, and it was all technology staffing based. From there, got married. And we had our son out there in the West Coast and decided that we wanted to move a little bit closer to family, so we moved back to the East Coast. And that corresponded with a move into middle management and then really executive management, building and running companies in the space. So I've been in recruiting and staffing and workforce management for over 20 years now, and have had a chance to run operations in Europe and Asia and Australia and seen the world as a result. So it's been a great experience.
Terrific. So big idea. If I were to ask you, Jeff, what would be your big idea in your career? What would you say?
So the big idea for me, Brian, really came about, and I think this happens for a lot of people, with an intersection of the professional and the personal. So for me, as I mentioned, I started my family out on the West Coast. My wife and I had a son, and at 6 years old, he was diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And so, that's a day you don't forget, right? And that changed our lives in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways for the better. He's an absolute gift to us, and we're so grateful to have him. But as parents, you tend to focus on what's right in front of you and what's the next thing you need to do to help him develop and help him be his best self. And I tell the story that I'm a pretty tall guy, as you know. I was a college basketball player, and one day I was looking across the table at Charlie, and he's pretty much looking me eye to eye, and I realized that maybe I need to start thinking a little bit further ahead, because he's a young man now, and he's actually 17 today, and doing great. And we homeschool him, and he's learning how to drive, and he's we're looking at community college for him in the future. But it led me to start thinking about what was going to be next, for him beyond school. And that led me to a couple of really key learnings. Number one was what really just blew me away was that the unemployment rate for college graduates on the autism spectrum is over 80%. And that's just crazy. That just as a dad, as a business person, that just was crazy to me. The other thing that I learned was that there's that rates of autism are growing tremendously. So today, the latest stats that I've seen are by some estimates 1 in 40 school-age children are on the spectrum. So big problem, and growing quickly. But then the third piece that really kind of clicked in for me as a business person was I started learning about these companies that have autism at work programs that are working really well, and that they're not only great for the community and great for the individuals who are now getting these jobs, but they're great for the businesses. They're great for the bottom line. They're lowering turnover. They're great for employee engagement, big hit with millennials. So there are a number of different advantages to these programs, and I saw these three factors, big problem and big opportunity that's growing, and yet some data around how we could potentially solve it. And I came up with the idea to use what experience I have to build a staffing agency. And we're full service, so we place people and can place people in a number of different areas, including tech leaders, which is how you and I came together. But one of our real key core values is inclusion, and we practice inclusion through really trying to emphasize autism employment and use our chops as a staffing agency to try and help bring more jobs to individuals on the spectrum in companies here in Houston and around Texas so that we can put a dent in that unemployment number.
Well, as an entrepreneur, what I admire is the intersection of learned skill sets that you learned throughout your career, passion that you developed through having a child, Charlie, with autism, and opportunity. So when I hear those three things, I think you're setting yourself up for success. But it hasn't been the easiest start. It never is, right?
No.
So tell me a little bit about the start with Potentia, where you're at now, and how you've adjusted.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, for any investor or for any entrepreneur, you want to be thinking about how to fail quickly. And I say fail in quotes because, you've got to pivot and you've got to track what you're doing and measure where you're going to be successful. Our passion is absolutely autism employment. And yet we recognize that companies that are going to go down this path with us need to do it in a deliberative fashion. They need to approach it with care. And that takes some time. And as a business, we want to be respectful of that and receptive to that. But we want to get people placed, right? We want to get people on the job. And so what we found is that what works for us is to pivot and be a full service recruiting firm to leverage the skills we've always had to deliver talent. In this case, leadership talent in the tech space in particular. And work with companies to demonstrate competency and demonstrate our abilities and build relationships there. And then as we're doing that, be able to talk to them about, hey, this neurodiversity idea is really coming of age and it's really something you might want to look at, especially these autism at work programs.
Yeah, there's low cabin pressure. You need to be able to put your mask on first before you put on the other. You have to have cash flow to keep this business operating, keep this passion alive.
Yeah, as parents and entrepreneurs, we know that, right?
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And neurodiversity is the next big wave of inclusion in the workplace, no question. You're absolutely on the forefront of that, along with some of the companies over in Silicon Valley. Interesting that you landed in Houston, Texas, with this idea. Houston generally tends to be a bit of a laggard in a lot of industry, in a lot of areas, and the energy space and oil and gas space has traditionally pulled us back. Although I do think we have a lot of tech coming into town. The oil companies themselves, really most companies, if they want to be relevant in 5 years, are reinventing themselves as tech companies. So there's a tremendous opportunity, and I think your pivot is right. Get the leaders in place, use the skills that you've honed over your 20-plus year career, and your passion will catch up.
Well, we hope that we're placing some people that will be our future customers, right? They'll at least take our call when we want to talk to them about the autism employment piece. But and I think you're right. I think that in some areas in the energy space, you could say that some companies have lagged behind maybe in terms of technology or in some areas. I think that's changing, though. I do think that like you said, especially after the downturn, I think companies have really had to take a hard look at how they do business, become a lot more innovative. And I think this is just another example in terms of a talent pool that they've been missing that I think increasingly they're going to be receptive to looking at. So we're excited to be able to bring that message to them.
Well, I'm excited for you, and it's been a really interesting learning opportunity for me. I had my blinders, honestly, were down to neurodiversity, to autism in the workplace. I just had no idea. And having met you, Jeff, and understood what your mission and passion is has really been helpful for me as I think about diversity and inclusion as a business owner and as a business leader. So thank you, and thank you for what you're doing in that space. I'm sure it's going to be successful. In the same vein of success, books that you've read along the way that you might recommend to other entrepreneurs and business owners?
Sure. So Truth in Advertising, the one of the most recent books that I read was by my brother. But it's a great book, and I will definitely recommend it. It's called Be Chief. And my brother's name is Rick Miller, and he's been an executive and led businesses, Fortune 10 companies, and has a great, great track record himself. But the thing that really resonated with me is talking about, it's about personal power. It's about how you can, be a leader no matter what role you're in. By really tapping into your core values and living those core values, and so it's a workbook, it's practical, and it's definitely one that I'd recommend. It's called Be Chief.
Be Chief by Rick Miller.
Yes,
very good. We'll look it up. It's certainly not one that we've had recommended on the show before, so not one that I've read. I'll put it in the show notes.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, and then the last thing that I always like to ask about, we call it Tech for Granted, is are there any apps that you recommend personally, professionally, that helps you as an entrepreneur or business owner?
Sure. One of the most recent ones that someone shared with me, and it's really, really simple, is just an app called Note to Self. And, as a dad, as an entrepreneur, as someone who's juggling tasks all the time, follow through is so critical. One of our core values is integrity. You say what you do what you say, and you just don't want to miss anything. Even a great idea that comes to you, but maybe it isn't the right time to address it. So you just pop up the app, you type it, and it sends an email to you, so you can't lose it. And then you can get to it at the right time and develop the idea or follow up with that person or whatever it might be. So Note to Self is a good one. It's real basic, but it's sometimes the most basic ones are the most helpful, at least I find.
I couldn't agree more. As an entrepreneur, there seems to be ideas just flying around everywhere. One way I might use that app is in the evening. If I'm trying to get back to sleep, sometimes it's good to just brain dump somewhere, and that gives you a place to do it. Although they do recommend you don't glow screen at night because that stimulates outdoor. But regardless, get that out of your head.
Get it out of your head, right.
I think that's a helpful exercise.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, Jeff, it's always a pleasure to collaborate with you. I'm sure it won't be the last time. We'll have to do it again soon. Yeah. Can you tell people where they can find you in Potentia?
Sure. So the name of the company is Potentia. The site is potentiaworkforce.org, or you can reach me at jeff.miller@potentiaworkforce.org. And so, anybody who's interested in the cause, any employers out there who are interested in talking more about, how they're going to build a 21st century workforce, certainly any applicants out there in any of the areas that we've discussed, we'd love to talk to you.
That's great. Well, thank you again for joining. Thank you all for listening. Now go out there and close some business.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I've found.
Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.